You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Pope has invited believers across Europe to generously participate in a charity collection on April the 24th in aid of the multitude of suffering people displaced and dispossessed by the conflict in Ukraine. And as Stefan Boss reports, the nation continues to be in dire need of aid amid continuing conflict and political tensions.
The Pope's call for compassion towards Ukraine comes at a time when the former Soviet Republic remains in turmoil. International observers note that violence has intensified recently in eastern Ukraine between government forces and Russian-backed separatists. Officials on both sides say several people have been killed and injured in renewed fighting in recent weeks. Kiev said at least one Ukrainian soldier was killed and eight others injured in the clashes over the weekend. It comes as a major setback for negotiators, who had hoped that a peace deal agreed last year in Minsk, Belarus, would finally end a conflict that has killed more than 9,000 people. The ongoing clashes have also impacted up to 1.7 million people, including many children who have fled their homes in the Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed by Russia, and the eastern Donbas region. Besides clashes in the east, Ukraine also faces a political crisis amid mounting frustration over high-level corruption. Attempts to form a new government, which is vital to get billions of dollars in crucial international assistance, collapsed last year. Party leaders initially said Ukraine's three major parliamentary parties had agreed to form a new coalition and nominate Parliamentary Speaker Volodymyr Rozhman as the new prime minister. But at the last moment, Yulia Tymoshenko, a former prime minister herself, pressed demands such as ending Western-backed reforms, including a tax on pension payments and rolling back energy price hikes, as the price of taking her fatherland party into the alliance. Despite these difficulties, Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko insists on closer ties with the European Union. He has expressed concern, however, about an upcoming non-binding referendum in the Netherlands on whether the country should ratify an association agreement between the EU and Ukraine.
The real purpose was the internal Dutch discussion about the future of the European Union and internal political clashes. I think this is very dangerous than the 45 million country become victim of this discussion if this referendum would have a very negative result, despite of the fact that this is not a binding referendum.
Yet, amid uncertainty about their future, many Ukrainians hold on to their Christian faith, encouraged by Pope Francis. The vast majority of Christians living in Ukraine are Orthodox, but there are about 1 million Roman Catholics and some 4 million Eastern Rite Catholics. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.